Welcome back to Talkville, part two of the finale. This is Talkville, the podcast where it's a rewatch podcast, folks. If you don't know, we rewatch every episode. Tom and I, and of course, Ryan here. And we watch every episode. We critique it. We review it. We talk about memories. And we have a rating system. We hear questions from you guys on our hotline. It's very exciting. Welcome. Welcome, Ryan. And welcome, Thomas Welling.
Thank you, sir.
Always a treat. It's been a really fun season. It went by very fast, and we had a lot of fun doing it. It was cool. It was definitely cool doing this. I didn't think I'd have much fun, and I think I have more fun when it's a good episode, when I really like the episode.
Well, I think you really enjoyed the season finale, that's for sure. I mean, everything goes by fast when you enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. This is part two of our special season one finale extravaganza. If you haven't watched part one, stop! Go watch the first part and come back. Good Lord, why would you be doing that? Last week we started reviewing Tempest, and this week we are going to finish our review, talk to a very highly anticipated guest, and do a season one wrap-up of the show. Remember our socials, Talkville Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and of course, Talkville Pod on Twitter. Write a review. It helps the show so much when you write a review. It's easy. You could say, I love it. It's great. And that's it. You could send it. Do it on Apple. Join Patreon. Patreon.com/Talkville.
Join, because that's what's going to get us going forward.
All right. Before we have our guest on, let's finish our ranking of the finale, folks. Talkville, Tempest. Rosenbaum rating. Let's just get right into it. To me, this was the second best episode of the year by far. It just was complex, good writing, good filming, good story, good energy, very frenetic. What are you going to give it, Ryan?
Well, we gave the pilot a 3. So we did. 2.5.
Tom Welling.
2.5.
3.
Tom gives it a 3.
But I was still angry at the end because it was.
That's why I'm giving it 2.5.
Up until that second. But you have to remember, that means there's more. So.
I'm going to give this is a hard, I gave the pilot a 3. I'm going to give this 2.5. It's right up there. It's right up there. Even 2.75. It was really good. I'm not going to give it quite a 3. I mean, the pilot just had, it was just a bang. It was like the intro of the show. So I don't think anything can be a 3. It could sometime we might get to a 3, but right now it's close to a 3, but
isn't a pilot, without it being said, it's to be continued. Isn't a pilot supposed to be continued? It's supposed to leave you wanting more for the series.
I would have changed, you know, little things like in this episode. Like I would have, you know, the Whitney telling Clark to take care of Lana. I would have said, like, you know, cut that. We don't need that crap. You know, him dancing with her in the gym. I thought that was kind of hokey. You know, the picnic.
So there's things you didn't like, but that
it's a great episode. I gave it almost a perfect score. What do you want from me?
Stop shitting on the show.
Highs and lows. All right, season one wrap up, not including this episode. Here are our averages. This is interesting. Bryce collected the averages of roses and bombs that we gave. Patrons, our lovable patrons who took this quiz, the average was a 1.5 rose. Their average for the shows through 21 episodes was a rose and a half. In second place was Tom, with 1.4 roses. In third place, who would you say is in third?
Ryan.
Correct. 1.2 roses for Ryan. And Rosenbaum's average, a 0.9.
0.9.
That's just almost a rose. It's like worth watching. I don't know how it was. I thought it'd be a little better than that.
So you're saying I have my finger on the pulse.
Bryce, you could have given me 1.9. Just... Highs and lows of season one, not including the pilot because everyone gives it a 3, not including Tempest because polls weren't pulled in time. Highs and lows. Tom, jitters, 2.5 roses. Next to the pilot, that was your favorite one, 2.5 roses. And, of course, not Tempest. Low, Kinetic, you gave a 0. You gave a heater. Michael.
No, not rewatchable.
Highs were jitters, hug, and 0 were 2 roses. See? That's pretty good. My low is Kinetic, like yours, Tom. I think I gave it one bomb or maybe twos. I didn't say, but I think I give it. Oh, 1.5 bombs. Give it a 1.5 bomb. That was my low. Ryan, Hourglass, Jitters, and Leech were two roses for you. Uh-huh. Again, not excluding the pilot, excluding the finale. Your low is also Kinetic. You gave it one bomb. Patrons, the high, Hourglass, 2.3 roses. Kinetic, they gave a heater right down the middle.
And do these votes all happen before we critique them, or is it at the? Is this an end of season tally?
This is end of season tally.
Okay.
This is everybody's, all the patrons. We tallied all their averages, and this is what we came up with.
I mean, Hourglass is strong.
Sure is.
That was a good one. I liked that one, obviously.
It had it was a good. Little bit of everybody, a little bit of everything. You know? Well,
yeah, what did I give Hourglass?
You liked it.
I liked it. I remember liking it. Death and save count. How many people got saved and how many died through 21 episodes? The first season of Smallville. Any guesses, Ryan?
Well, how many people died?
How many people died?
Oh, God. 14.
Tom, how many people died in Smallville?
28.
The correct answer is 30.
Yeah.
30 deaths.
I was closer.
How many people, Ryan, were saved in Smallville?
15.
Tom.
I think that save count's bigger than the death count. I'm going to say 59.
35 saves.
Jesus.
30 dead. And by the way, this is between about 5 months in Smallville from homecoming to spring formal. So in 5 months, 30 people died and 30 people were saved in Smallville.
Way to go, Smallville PD.
I mean, what are you going to do? Wouldn't you just move out?
I mean, we talked about it, like Principal Kwan, like got put through the ringer, literally paid.
He's
for
like,
it.
I'm just a principal.
From the coach setting his office on fire, the girl covered in bees. Then he gets run over.
I mean, he really well, that was
he
a
knew,
tough principal.
He probably
that was
knew
a
tragedy. His son killed somebody or ran into.
He was protecting
Adam,
his son,
and he was probably carrying that weight the whole time. And then,
yeah,
you know, he's got to deal with Chloe.
He does have to deal with Chloe.
Oh gosh, yeah, he has to deal with Chloe. I like Principal Kwan. We always talk about Principal Kwan.
Poor guy, just getting the short end of it. Got shafted in Smallville.
It is now time for Ryan's favorite scene.
Is it already that time?
Yes, it is.
All right. I had too many favorite scenes, though. I'll try to narrow it down to three. All right. Scene one, the intro where Lionel comes to fire everybody.
Mm-hmm. On the helicopter.
No,
wait a minute. When you say scene one, you mean the whole scene when he lands, where you
the whole sequence where he comes, helicopter, fires everyone, then he leaves. The cold open. Scene two with Lex and Clark, where Lex ties up his bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that little interaction with the foreshadowing.
Okay.
And scene three, the cliffhanger ending where Clark goes to save Lana.
I'm going to go with the opening, cold opening.
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go to the end scene with Lana.
Ryan?
I went for the cold opening.
Yes! Damn it. And that gives up a wrap up, not including this episode. We didn't include this episode, but we are going to include this episode. It was 8 for Michael. Now it's 9. Tom has 3. We tied 5 times and nobody 4 times.
It helps that you're in the same room with him.
No, it doesn't.
There's probably some pregame warm-up chat and whatnot.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for. This is someone that you've asked for repeatedly on the show. Hopefully he'll like this enough that he'll be on the more episodes to come and more seasons to come. It is my privilege, Tom's privilege, Ryan's privilege, your privilege to have Lionel Luther himself, the great, the only John Glover.
John, it is so nice to have you. We talk about you every episode.
Every episode.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you all remember them at all?
Mm-hmm. I watch them.
What?
Once I watch them, a lot of things kick back in. Yeah.
I watched the last one of season one.
Tempest.
I remember none of it.
You remember none of it.
What I remember was the right at the end when they say you're going to be blind. I think, well, I remember being blind and the error, you know. I also remember once when you had somebody in the trunk of a car and I went and opened it and then just shut it again.
Yes.
And everybody thought that. Was that in this first
No,
season?
That was in this first season. You're correct.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
But John.
Yes.
You don't remember. I just told the audience about this moment where we're doing that scene where the tornado's going on and we're in my office and I'm throwing books off the shelves and I just couldn't get it. I said, I need 5 minutes. And you walked over to me and you said, Michael, are you listening? And I said, oh my God, I wasn't listening. And the next take, I nailed it because you gave me that advice. Do you not remember giving me that comfort and that advice?
No, I didn't know I was that smart.
Glover, what do you remember about the first time they said you're going to set it up, tee it up for us when they said, we want you to do this show Smallville. We want you to play Lionel Luther. When did you hear about this?
Well, about a day or two before I came to shoot. I think somebody fell away, so they needed somebody else. I don't remember who it was. Yeah, no, I just came.
And they said what?
They said you might have more episodes.
And that was it?
Yeah, and then I came up the next day.
Were you nervous?
No.
You weren't?
I thought, well, it was an interesting thing. You know, they were, you know, what came before Superman. So that looked good. But it was that little network. And I was doing movies, so some of the agents said, I said, no, it's I like to work. So I said, I'll go. But what I kept seeing I thought, when you know, getting out of that helicopter and walking over and making that speech, it was all so fluid, and I'm surprised myself at how. I don't think I could do that anymore.
Why?
Well, it was great when I watched it. It was great because you were just like, hello, nice to see you. Hello, nice to see you. Hello, nice to see ya. Like there were subtle differences as you were moving on and you were a man on a mission. And you just felt like Michael and I talked about this before. Without Lionel Luther, Lex Luther, there's no cap on him.
And yeah, I gave him a cap because he didn't have any hair. So I had to give him a cap.
John, did you ever think you were getting into a show that was going to be this big? Did you think, okay, this is just another show. I'll do it, whatever, and I won't hear about it again.
Well, that's what I thought, sure. Yeah, but that didn't happen that way. But then as I was watching the episode, I see, oh, yeah, they were writing a villain. It was before I sort of knew who I was as Lionel. And then the blind, and I couldn't remember when the blindness happened, but that happens right on season two, right?
Yeah, it happened on season two.
And I don't remember a building laying on top of me. You know, that big thing. I don't remember that.
The pillar of the office of the.
Yes. That looked very painful.
It looked very painful.
Lex, and save I'm wondering me, save if, your father.
I guess I kept saying that.
Yeah.
But it was before I started sort of trying to bring some humanity in him. He was just it was just the villain kept showing.
Talkville is brought to you by AG1. Tom and I talk about this all the time. If you want to get healthy, if you want to feel better, if you want to have energy and focus, this is what we take and it helps us. And we talk about it all the time, but AG1, Talkville and AG1, they go hand in hand together. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least simple. And that's why for a couple of years now, we've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in with water once a day, every day, and it helps us feel I don't know. It helps me feel alive, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, I just took a weekend vacation with my family, and I don't know, something was going on, and I realized I hadn't brought my AG1. And when I got home, I literally drank one, and I was like, oh, this is what I was missing. And that's the truth.
Well, really, look, was. I mean, what people don't realize is, you know, instead of taking all these vitamin pills every day, and I hate swallowing pills, AG1 helps cover my bases with high quality ingredients like pre and probiotics, which we all need, adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food source nutrients. I know that if I drink it daily, I'm going to feel that extra boost. And that's what Tom was talking about. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why we've partnered with them so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/talkville.
That's drinkag1.com/talkville. Check it out, and the travel packs are worth it.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
He seemed to me, I just recently watched the movie Patton from that, you know, many years old. And Lionel to me in this way just seems like he's in a general mode. Like he's a general military, like, here I am, I'm going to get this done. You don't understand. There's a bigger picture here.
Right.
Follow me. And that's what I saw in this, but it was highly effective.
Yeah. And I saw that in the public stuff. It was the stuff with what's your name? Lex. Lex, that I was just being mean, you know. It was before they started. I knew where to go.
You know, I was thinking this, John. In season two, they, for lack of a better word, demoted Eric Johnson's character Whitney, the boyfriend of Lana, the football player.
I wonder what happened to him.
Made him a recurring instead of a regular. And they when did they bring you on as a regular? Do you remember when that happened?
I was trying to remember, but I think by the time the season two started, I knew that I had that contract.
Ah, see. So maybe I was right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that they sort of like made him a recurring and made you a regular. They did a little switch. They thought that your character was more of an integral part of the show.
Well, because it is about family, and you needed a family. I mean, there was Clark, and I mean the balance needed to be where you were similar.
Yeah.
So if there were no grown-ups in your life, you needed grown-ups.
Isn't that amazing to think that Lionel Luther wasn't really supposed to be that big of a part in Smallville? Could you imagine, like Tom said, it would have sort of diminished my character, like his, you know, I think that like he needs that presence to see why he became the way he became.
Sure.
You know, you need to see that backstory. And if you weren't there, I think it'd be a different show.
Well, especially if Lex isn't pulling his own weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it gave you something to play against that you could, you know. I mean, who else would you spend the whole season with? Clark? You and Clark would have gotten married.
I think that's what I had. What do you recall during season one? You know, do you remember I know you were there sort of intermittently, but do you remember the chaos that we remember of season one, reshoots and late nights and extra days and not getting stuff done and sort everything sort of in turmoil? Did you feel that, or did you not?
No, I didn't. I don't think because I didn't come. I wasn't that used. And then when they wanted me at some point, I had other jobs, so I couldn't come. And that's why they gave me the contract. But I remember Annette or somebody saying they need you here in this. And that was to give you the balance of what Clark had.
Yes.
It makes sense that you were there. I think what we saw with Michael, I mean, I was every day, but I think with everybody, they kind of wanted everybody there to just be ready on any given day, which isn't all that fair. but that's the chaos of the show. And the fact that, you know, it's a good thing you had restrictions, because like Tony Todd spent 3 months in the Sutton Hotel trying to finish one episode.
Yeah.
Oh, and they were very good about, you know, because I mean, when I had another job or when I had to go see my dad, it's when my dad was getting very ill and I had to spend time with him. He was way across out in Maryland. So they would let me know when that was happening, when there was an Alzheimer's march that they made sure that I didn't have to work that week. So they were very good with me, but it was frustrating sometimes. But then during season two, I guess that's when I remember so vividly about The Blind and how we figured out how it took a while to figure out where I was meant to look if I was blind, that I wasn't looking. I was blind. Anyway.
Yeah.
They were fun things.
Challenges, huh?
Good challenges. Yeah.
Do you remember where you ended up choosing to look? Because a lot of, I would imagine playing a blind character, it's a lot about listening. And it's almost looking away and having your ear go toward the person. Is that like you're doing right now? Is that it?
Somebody's slipping a paper through my front door.
I thought you were playing a joke on me.
No. What now? What's your question?
He was.
Where did you?
Yeah. Where did you look?
End up choosing to look
when you were blind?
Because it was more about. Is it more?
Well,
about
I can't remember. It was sort of up and over.
Up and over.
I think that's what we decided. I can't remember now, but we used to go look. And Steve, remember Steve?
Oh, lovable Steve.
Yeah, he'd help me with it, how to do it. He's a very smart guy. I remember when somebody came aboard and they went, get out of here. What are you doing?
It was, he thought, you know what I remember, John? I remember us in the makeup trailer laughing, and it was such a family that we would say things. Today you couldn't get away with it. Everybody's really on alert, high on alert. You can't. It was just so laid back that you said what you wanted to say. Everybody said what they wanted to say. They enjoyed each other. It was provocative and fun, and we kept it fun. So it you know, because it wasn't always easy. There were long hours. So, you know, making people laugh and doing whatever. But is there something that you remember? Do you remember good times on set? Do you remember liking to be there? What was it like for you?
Yeah, it was great, because I got great stuff to play. And they started listening to me. You know, when I started that stuff with Martha, they picked right up on it. I mean, I killed Clark's daddy, and then I start wooing his mother.
Oh, mean, my God.
But she made me purer.
You always said, John, that Lionel wasn't bad. He was just looking out for Lex. Do you really believe that?
Sure.
Come on, John.
More love. Add more love. You can't go wrong with love.
You don't think he was a little hard on Lex?
Oh, he was very hard on him, because he was such a weak, spineless boy.
You're lying.
He had to be rough. I had to give you shock treatment.
Oh, my gosh. Wait till you see that, guys. Oh, it gets dark. It gets really dark. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you really play a son of a bitch. You grew and grew into that son of a bitch until I did what I had to do. But we'll wait to see that. Because Ryan's here. Ryan, I don't know if he could see him. Can they see you? He could see you. But Ryan is our engineer, but he's also part of the show. And he is his first time watching Smallville. So he's only watched now the first season. We just concluded the first season. So I think he's starting to come around and enjoy it. I think more so than you did in the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sort of understanding what it's about, because I didn't watch it when it was on.
Yeah.
And so.
How old are you, Ryan? May I be so bold?
I'm 34.
Oh, you're still a youngster. but you remember way back then, though, right?
Well,
when
you were a
teenager.
Yeah, I was 13 and 14.
All those things were troublesome.
Yeah, of course.
How to act anymore. I don't mean act. I mean behave.
Yes.
As a person, a kid. Yeah. I mean, a very, very, very strange. Oh, my junior high, I just went to my 60th high school reunion.
Oh my God.
And they asked me to be the master of ceremonies. Like, I felt I had to be an MC.
Were you nervous?
I was a wreck. I first came on and said, I'm an interpretive artist. I don't write this stuff. I have to play it. But now I just had to, I talked about colonoscopies and stuff, because we're all old now. I said, anybody anybody gonna have a colonoscopy soon? And I told some, you know, sort of reminders and stuff. And I said, okay, who here doesn't have to take a pill a day? Anybody? And we had to, because so many people were losing them now, that we had to do it with the class right before us. So we had to do, because everybody was dying so fast.
Did people remember you? Did anyone remember you or like know that you became famous?
Oh, they knew, all right. Yeah.
Did they take pictures with you and ask for your autograph?
No.
How much do you love doing the conventions with us? How much fun do you have?
I started testing a positive. I had so much fun at the one in Austin. I mean, everybody just was masks off and everything. It's just wonderful to see we get those booster shots. This is like an ego booster shot.
It is, isn't it?
It really is.
And you're so great. You're so great with fans. I watch you and you give everybody your undivided attention. You really listen and you're so fun and playful with them. I really love seeing
you. I've talked to enough people that I know that their first child is going to be named Lionel.
Oh, God.
I've talked to them so much.
They're doomed. Did you like getting recognized as Lionel? Or were you like, oh, I wish they'd recognize me from this or this, but they recognize me as this guy from this show?
You know, toward the end, when they recognized me, several of them would say, listen, we can't figure this out. Are you supposed to be a good guy or a bad guy?
That's what
you
want
to hear. And that's one of the best compliments an actor can get.
Absolutely.
So I thought it was terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
I get the same thing about Clark.
You're a good guy or you're a bad guy. What is your most... Look, we're going to have you on every season if you'll come back, but what do you recall as your favorite time period in Smallville? The episode that you remember or something that you go, that was a fun time. This was a fun episode. Even if you don't remember the episode or maybe a director you were mostly fond of.
Well, there were some good ones that came through. Most of them are good. And most of us kind of let us alone in the way of sort of figuring out who we were and stuff. But that happened after a while. But I remember there was one with the Annette and I were in where I had to do a lot of stunts and things and save her. I can't remember what it was called. And then a real challenging one was when Clark and I changed beings.
Transference.
So it was very difficult for me because I couldn't do my tricks. You know, we talk about this on some of the things. I had to do nothing.
Yeah.
Which
Tom said,
Tom could do so beautifully. But I mean, I needed little things and he'd pick up some of them. I remember there was a thing I used to do with my mouth or something. And right very early on, he put a couple of them in. And I said, oh, that clever boy, he's getting me. Yeah, but it was a good challenge. But most of them were. I mean, even to find a way. I think I wept when I had to give you electric shock because it was such a horrific thing to have to do to my son.
Oh, God.
But it needed to be done because I loved you so much, my boy.
One of the many things I watched you do, John. And this is just a compliment. I remember watching a scene. I don't remember if I was in it or not, or it was in Lionel's office or something. Anyway, it was a blocking and you were choosing where to go when, and maybe it was me or Michael, and something wasn't working because of the efficiency of the camera. And the director just asked you to not do that, but do this. And I just saw you go, sure. And your adjustment was just, I can make that work. I can make that work. I'll make it work. And I just remember for me being like, I see. You just make it work. You find a way to make it work. It was a very important thing for me to see.
Yeah, it's a collaboration. I mean, what we do is like be little kids playing make-believe, but for real, because people need to watch it and you know, all that stuff. So what's Michael doing?
Farting.
No, I was seeing how much time.
Have you got an itch?
Well, if you have an itch, you scratch it.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, fly on the wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I remember, like, John, that I will thank you for this. You definitely made me better. In the scenes, you always elevated my performance. Your performance elevated mine. It was almost like a little, I don't know, I don't know what it was. It was your energy, your focus, your choices, and it elevated me. And it also reminded me, I don't want to say you completely reminded me, but like I really, you know, would think as a child, you know, how sometimes I felt towards my father, and I would use that. And there were some moments where I was like, oh my God, this is sort of how I felt in real life. And you almost became that when you, but off camera, I really just adored you. And it was so fun to, cause you just went with it. And by the way, you're how old? 78. You're 78.
Yeah,
that's amazing. You look fantastic. But listen, you
he
were
was 33 when he was on Smallville.
Dude, he was 56 when he started Smallville. 56 or 57, which is only 6 or 7 years older than I am now.
Yeah,
it's crazy to think that.
Well, I hope you'll make 78, Michael.
I hope to hell. Well, you know, it's not easy.
Be good to yourself. Be good to yourself.
How long do you think you want to do acting? I mean, you're 78. You have nothing to prove. You've obviously proved yourself as, you know, Tony
Award. But it's what I do. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, look, here's what I do when I'm not working. I knit scarves. So, I mean, it's fun, and I give them to people, and they're really nice and stuff. But I'd rather, I mean, I'm an actor, so I don't learn the lines as quick as I used to. So I got to spend more time on that. See,
I just picture you knee deep, like neck deep in scarves, and just being like, that's enough. I need a job.
This is acting's always been such a huge part of you and who you are.
Yeah.
So you're right. Saying you really like, if you said if you stopped acting right now, what do you think would happen?
Oh, I get very depressed.
Michael,
it's what I want to do. I want to die with my boots on. I would love it if I were on stage and I went like there and somebody said, oh my God, I saw John Glover die tonight. But
you would love
good.
That. I would be embarrassed even in death if I died on stage. That's the difference.
It's a tricky thing, but I mean, when you're, well, I remember. That you get to a certain age and you know, I mean, it's going to happen pretty soon, sooner than later. Because when I remember that guy in Network talks about, you know, how he's closer to the end than he was to the beginning. So you start thinking about things. Prospero says once when every third thought of mine is about the grave. And I was talking to a director. I said, is he sick or something? He said, no, John, he's older. He knows he's going to die sooner than later. So you start thinking about things like that. How's it going to get me? Am I going to get sick and have a lot, go through a lot of pain? Is it going to happen? Someone going to shoot me in the face? Or
does it scare you? Is it something you really dwell on every day?
Not every day, or not all the time, but it's there, you know. And I mean, when I get the newspaper, the first thing I do is look at the obituaries and see who I've lost, and if I've lost anyone that means something to me. Oh, it's
painful.
How often do you recognize people on a daily basis
on the obituaries?
Oh, you mean do I know people that have died
in the newspaper? Yeah, like when you read it.
Well, occasionally. I mean, yeah. Kevin,
our good friend
Kevin
Conroy just passed away. Good friend John, are you going to be in town December 14th?
Yes.
Well, then you're coming to my house. I'm having Andrea Romano and the cast of the Justice League and some other people at my house to celebrate Kevin.
Oh, no. You said Los Angeles?
Yeah.
No, I don't get to L.A. till the 22nd of December.
Oh, well, damn.
So you can have another there. I'll come over for Christmas Eve.
Yeah. At least you got invited.
You didn't know Kevin. John, This has been extraordinary. I mean, nobody could play Lionel Luther like you did. We were all lucky to have you and be around you and learn from you. And
I feel so fortunate that fell in my lap.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that when I get a call from you or an email saying, hey, I'm having a dinner at my house. I've come to a couple of those and I have such a wonderful time and we eat and we hang out with some of your old school friends. In fact, one of his good friends, got listeners, is Dan Loria, who was on episode 2, Hothead of Small World, episode 3 or something of the first season. He was the coach, right? Dan Loria?
Yeah. I didn't play with him.
Well, he was at your house.
Oh, I know, but I mean on Smallville.
Oh, yeah, you didn't get to do any scenes with him, but that's funny. You're friends with him, and you're friends with a lot of people. I mean, you know, you're friends with old school Hollywood. Carol Kane is a good friend of yours. Ryan, you got anything else for the great John Glover?
Just who was doing your hair every episode? Because it was glorious, and I think that was on purpose to counter the baldness.
Oh, it was.
It was magnificent.
But
that your
do
hair.
You have long hair, Ryan? Does Ryan, is he looking for a hairstyle?
I am, yes.
No, but John, you talk about that, how you, it was kind of a smack in the face that you liked your hair longer because it, like, to Lex, who was bald, it was kind of like you're rubbing it in.
Sure. But I volunteered to have them shaved it when I went to prison.
Well, don't give away spoilers.
Oh, shoot. I shouldn't be talking. Oh, I see. All right. Okay. I'll shut up now.
It's fine. But you, I think you referenced it as being Lionel's lion mane.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool.
They called me the, wasn't that one of my nicknames? The mane?
The mane.
Mm-hmm. I think. It seemed so recent, but yet so it was so long ago. It was over 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's strange. I watch some of these episodes now, and if you were to ask me about them, I'd be like, I have no idea. And then I watch them, and I remember the moments between we start, like the moment before we start a walk and talk. I remember conversations. Like it does kind of all click, but only visually for me. Like I have no idea what happens next episode. Until I watch it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure Lana gets saved and Clark survives, but that's, I don't know.
Well, look, this has been fantastic. Will you do us a favor and come back each season that we do this?
Sure.
I love it. What are you up to now? What are you doing right now? I know you were in an episode or two of The Walking Dead.
Yes, I had a great arc on that. Oh, I played a really sick man.
Oh, really good hair. Fun.
Oh, my golly. Yeah. And I had a really long, long beard.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I had a good time. Teddy, his name was, and he liked little girls.
Oh, creep.
He was really sick.
What else? What else are you doing?
I did this movie last March. Do you know those Purge movies?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, the guy that does them, James DeMarcus, I can't remember, say his name wrong. He wrote a movie, and he's directed it, called The Home, which is about an old age home.
Right.
And I play an off-Broadway actor who's a resident of the old age home, and I teach an acting class to the other residents.
Fun.
Oh, my God. How fun was that?
It was great fun.
Is that the one with Pete? Yeah.
Pete Davidson is the star of this, but there are a lot of fun actors in it. And then at a certain point, it turns toward that thing where the Purge things, but it should come out around April, I think.
What was it like working with Pete Davidson? Because, you know, you see how he's a ladies' man. He gets all the hottest women in the world. A lot of guys hate him. The women love him. I hear he's a really nice guy, but honestly, how did you feel about him?
He's a really nice guy, and he didn't push anything acting-wise, you know? He just was. Yeah, he's a really good actor and a sweet man and got a sense of humor. He was late on the set a couple of times wondering what he was doing, but he flew off. When we were making that movie, he flew off in one of those, you know, where you pay thousands of dollars to go up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah,
he did that. So he talked about that a lot.
Wait a minute. To space or?
Well, those rockets that go up.
Right.
I guess.
Okay. A rocket. It sounded like maybe it was a private jet for a second.
No, but, no. It was a rocket.
Oh,
ship.
A rocket. He went up in a rocket.
That you go, you know, with the rich people.
Did you ever ask? All right, Johnny, we're going to let you go. This has been an absolute blast. I love talking to you. When you get back into town, you please call me.
Sure.
I love it. You better. Don't be like, sure. Yeah, whatever.
I sure.
All right. Sure as hell. Guys,
yeah, okay.
We still have the same relationship. Hey, follow John Glover. What's your Instagram account?
the John Glover. The Somebody John already Glover. Was John Glover. I think it's a serial killer, but I'm the John Glover.
All right. We love you very much. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay. God bless you both. And
thank you.
And same. Beautiful son too. Okay.
Thank Bye. You.
It's just good to see him. When he talks about death and stuff, it makes me sad. It makes me go like, yeah, wow. I guess that's the thing you start thinking about when you get in your late 70s and, you know, hopefully.
I think about it now that I have kids, I start thinking about when they're going to be my age, where am I going to be? Like that, it's all like a thing. You know, the other thing I like about John is his brutal honesty. Yeah, you know, always. He'll just be like, you know, whether it's, hey, you got great posture. And he's like, thank you. I do. Like he just owns he owns everything,
yeah.
Which I think is very mature.
It is. Season one has officially ended, guys. Don't cry, because there's other seasons to come. The highs were high. The lows were, well, kinetic. we saw a ton of great guests, explosions, kisses, you name it. Throughout this first season, we saw a lot of requests to add in different counters for some of those recurring themes. So we decided to just turn that into a best of season one awards type of deal. Okay. So thousands of you voted. Big thank you to everyone who participated and made this fun. Let's get into the 10 results. Let's just do it. These are 10 results that we came up with. Best freak of the week. The choices were Tina Greer and X-Ray, Coach Walt and Hothead, Sean Kelvin and Cool, Bob Rickman and Hug, Tyler Randall and Reaper, Jody Melville and Craving, Harry Volk and Hourglass, Gary Arkin and Metamorphosis, Earl Jenkins and Jitters. I chose Jody Melville and Craving. What did you choose, Tom?
Cravings.
Craving. Jody Melville. The winner with Ryan, sorry.
Oh, I voted for Hothead because that was like the first one.
Hothead.
Yeah.
Really? You went Hothead Coach Walt?
Because it was so over the top. It was just like, oh, I get it. I see what we're doing.
All right. The winner with 30% of the vote was Earl Jenkins from Jitters.
Wow.
Yes.
I think I actually chose that one.
Wow.
I think I chose a couple Jitters.
Best Clark save. Was it the bowling ball throw and Stray? Bridge save in Jitters? Clark CPR in The Pilot? Martha the B save in Drone? First nude save in Shimmer? Damn. Save in Leech? Damn.
I wanted to go
the couch
nude,
landing in zero. Fun. Couch landing in zero.
I think it was the bridge car scene, not the makeout scene.
I did the bridge CPR scene was one I chose too.
I did too. And the answer is 24% of the vote was the bowling ball throw and Stray.
Huh. It's cool.
Strike.
All right. Best guest star, Sean Ashmore, Eric Summers, Kelly Brooke, Victoria Hardwick, Joe Morton, Dr. Hamilton, Sarah Jane Redmond, Aunt Nell, Hero Kanagawa, Prince Kanagawa,
Principal Kwan,
Ryan Kelly as Ryan James, Tom O'Brien as Roger Nixon, Adam Brody as Justin Gaines, and Cameron Dye as Sam Phelan.
I think Roger Nixon, but it's a tough choice. I just think that he's fresh in my mind.
I went with Kwan, the poor man.
You know what? I think I went Principal Kwan. But the answer was 38% of the vote went to Ryan Kelly as Ryan James in Stray.
Huh.
Wow.
Wow.
Is it because I think
we underestimated Stray.
I think we did. Best knockout. Lex hitting the fireplace in Nicodemus. Lex getting tasered in Zero. Lex bridge car crash in The Pilot. Evil Lex thrown into shelves in Hug. Lex invisible punched in Shimmer. Lex limo roll in Stray.
Limo roll, gotta be.
Lex has got a little CTE.
Oh God, what'd you say, Ryan?
I think I went with the invisible one because it was the only one I could remember.
The winner with 59% of the vote was Lex bridge car crash in The Pilot. Best kiss: Lana Poulsen in Nicodemus, Evangeline Lilly in Kinetic, not really Lana in X-Ray, Hypnotize Chloe and Hug, Frisky Kent's in the kitchen in Nicodemus, Fireplace Lex and Victoria and Rogue, Floating Chloe Kiss and Crush.
I went with the Nicodemus one.
I went with Evangeline Lilly because I just love her.
I just thought that was funny that we would even include that.
I know. It was, but still, the thought of kissing her.
Cool. I don't know. I think the Lana Poulsen scene had a little behind it there.
47% of the vote said Lana Poulsen in Nicodemus.
It was spicy.
Best bullet time scene: Clark catching falling Jonathan. in Barn and Metamorphosis, First Bullet Dodge in Rogue, Blocking the Bullet with Hand in Obscura, Evil Ex Machine Gun Matrix Scene in Hug, Clark Cleaning a Party in Jitters, Clark's Couch Slide in Zero.
Jeez. They're all good. I like the one in Hug just because there's so many bullets.
I think I did the stopping the Obscura one with the hand because it turned into a double save.
27% of the vote said Evil Ex Machine Gun Matrix Scene in Hug. Thomas, Best Explosion, Melvin.
What did you choose, Rosenbaum? You didn't choose.
In that one, I think I picked that too. I did. I picked that one.
Sure.
Best Explosion, Melville Greenhouse and Craving, The Town of Smallville and The Pilot, The Shed and Drone, Whitney's Car and Metamorphosis, The Gasoline Car and Hug, The Car Explosion and Tempest.
Gasoline Car, Hug.
I did The Town of Smallville and The Pilot, and that was it. 52% of the vote.
Wow.
Best Effect, Fire Sprinkler and Hothead, Face Morph and X-Ray, Wall Morph and Kinetic, Raining Blood and Hourglass, Lightning Strike and Leech, Hand Chopping Wood and Kinetic, Clark Floating Above Lawn in Metamorphosis, Object Floating and Crush.
Jeez, that's a tough one.
I think I did the Raining Blood and Hourglass.
I did
it was
too.
Visceral.
Raining Blood.
Hand Chopping.
Winner, 39% of the vote, Fire Sprinklers. Sprinklers. And
oh,
Hothead.
It was good.
Best Car Accident, Bridge Crash and The Pilot. Crazy.
Bridge Crash, already done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to do it. 68% of the vote, Bridge Crash and The Pilot.
Yeah. Fair.
Best Sad Moment. Mr. Fordman's Funeral and Crush. Earl Can't Hold His Baby in Jitters. Baby Lana crying in The Pilot. Hospital Martha scene in Nicodemus. Jonathan jailed in Rogue. Quan's death in Crush. Chloe gets fired in Rogue.
Ooh. Chloe one surprised me a little bit, but I think it's the funeral probably moved more people.
I agree. I cried at that one.
I think I chose Quan's death just because I loved Quan. I was pissed. Winner with 44% of the vote, Hospital Martha scene in Nicodemus.
That was a good one.
Remember how emotional she was?
It was good.
Oh, yeah, with Jonathan.
Get her flowers.
Guys, what can I say? It was a great, great first season. I had a lot of fun doing this. That's really it for the episode. Folks, we want to thank everyone who's been along for the ride with the first season of Smallville or Talkville. We want to give special thanks to all the amazing people who have tuned in to every single episode of our rewatch. We want to thank our families and friends for putting up with us watching these episodes if they happen to be there. I want to thank Ryan for his hard work. I want to thank Jason, our editor, for his hard work. You're awesome. And Bryce, the glue, the one who keeps it all together. Without you, we're nothing, man. Thank you, Bryce Mahlers. Congratulations
on
the little baby.
It's a good team. I don't think we could do this without any one of us.
No, it's a great team, and I enjoy doing it. We have some
fun. Except for maybe, well, most of us.
Oh, how dare you. We have some fun bonus episodes we'll be putting out over the next couple of weeks as we prepare for season two. We have fun stuff. Tons of it in the store that we're planning for this next season. So be sure to tune in and keep up with us. Until then, go to talkville.com, is it? Talkvillepodcast.com for merch. There's great merch that's been selling off the shelves. You might want to get some merch while you can. And also, that's it. As always, let's take the discussion online. Let us know your thoughts on the episode over on our socials at Talkville Podcast or Talkville Pod. And if you want to let us know your thoughts for upcoming episodes in season two, leave a voicemail at 213-538-2883. And remember, first, Ryan, I love you. Thank you.
I love you too. Thanks for having me. This has been a journey.
It's been a journey.
I have learned a lot.
Yeah.
About each and every one of you. Myself.
Yes.
I'm a different person. I barely recognize myself when I look in the mirror.
Oh man, it has changed.
Smallville
you.
Has changed.
It
me.
Has changed, Ryan. Tom, how do you feel?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm really glad this all happened. Ryan, thank you for allowing us to be a part of your journey. And yeah. I've seen you grow a lot over these last few months. So thank you.
Physically as well.
Yeah.
I got a whole half inch.
Jeez. Now that the height, yeah.
Height.
Now that the season's over, make sure you also listen to my podcast, Inside of You, with Michael Rosenbaum. Please listen. There's a lot of listeners here that aren't listening to the podcast, but we have a lot of great guests like Tom Welling here, Stephen Amell, so many great guests. So you're going to want to tune in and please write a review and support that podcast as well. And remember, last but not least, Tom.
Always.
Hold on.
To
Smallville.
Smallville.
We'll see you very soon. All right. We can't forget our lovable patrons. Go to patreon.com/Talkville to support the podcast. We couldn't do this podcast without you. If you want to keep watching Talkville or listen to Talkville, if you're enjoying Talkville, I would hope you would join patreon.com/Talkville. God bless you, Ryan. He sneezed in the background. Hey, here's our shout outs. Ryan, Tom, we love you guys. Give us a shout out.
Hey, listen, we literally wouldn't be here without the patrons. So let me start out with Nikki G, Leanne P, Raj C, Janine R, Santiago M, Leah S, Little Lisa, Tom T, Sophia M, Betsy D, Liliana A, Avi P, Chris F, Kimberly E, Michael H, Ray H, Karen M, Danielle B, and 99 more.
Lalani N, Catherine P, Brett G, Super Sam, Always Hold On to Smallville, Jeff E, Estevan G, DJ Kento, Twitch, Garrett W, Kimberly L, Teresa, Justin S, Tom N, Tony V, Rodolfo V, Jason W, Osama A, Nancy D, Brian G, Sarah W, Arton K, Justin T, and Lucy O, Grape Jelly 817, Jeremy G, Amanda R, Teddy 127, Michael P, Theo M,
Ryan R, Grumpy Itis, Jordan M, Hillary B, Craig G, Christy R, Pollyanna, Karen P, Derek G, Jor-El, my dad, Richard S, Heather and Greg, Nico P, I made Talkville say
butts.
Brian H, Jason M, Georgina B, Eric K, Kristen M, Takashi. Takashi M, Kevin E, Craig, Nanine W, Stephanie K,
Darth Achilles, Richard R, Finky, Kenny S, Sydney S, Tito G, Remix, Stephen F, Damn, who's that? Jeanette E, Deadvid, Allison H, General Zod, Amara and Ev, Theodore, It's _ Kitty, Crack, Crake, Drew M, Connor M, Achilles R, Big D, wonder what that is, Andrew B, John Glover's Luscious Mane, Doug R, Tommy Z, Boston 68, hey buddy, Stone H,
not 69, but 68,
Stone H, and finish it off, Tom,
Isabel, Gabe V, Sager S, Jack G, Corey L, Ivy, and Sam, Brittany W, MK Fitz, and CT, and we should have Sam on as a guest.
Sam Jones?
Damn, what's that?
Damn, who's that? We got to get him on. We will get him on. And by the way, it could be Sager or Cigar S, that name. We don't know.
No, Cigar would be C-I-G.
But you never know.
Well, folks, write in and call the hotline. Help us determine.
Let us know what you think. Thanks again, man. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks again, man. Again, everyone. We love you.